But watch this. Spiritual language. He says spiritual truth with spiritual language to those who possess the Holy Spirit. Let me show you one. Go with me to 2 Corinthians. Excuse me. 10:3. I'm still reading from the Amplified on this. See, these are spiritual truths. They've been combined and set forth. Spiritual language, spiritual truth that's in spiritual language. This is a spiritual truth that's been put in spiritual language. And you won't get the revelation of it. Now listen, I'm going to give it to you. I'm reading this from the Amplified. For though we walk where? For we walk live in the flesh, we do not carry on our warfare according to what? Well, how many times people come up to you and threaten you and you want to pop him upside the head? Satan like that call because you get in a fist fight. I remember I wasn't there, but and that was a talk, man. Our pastor came many years ago. This happened. Our pastor came. We never had a pastor like this before. He was full of the Holy Ghost, and none of us were. None of us were, not a single one of us. I ain't know what the Holy Ghost was in that era. He was full of the Holy Ghost. And man, and let me tell this real quick. He was dismissing service. We didn't know it. Because we all heard that tongue stuff of the devil. You don't do that. You're a Baptist, you know. So he was dismissing service. That's when he first got there. And somehow he messed around, got the biggest talking in tongues. My God, you should have seen that congregation. I wish we could have took a video of it. Oh, man. And I froze at first. And then in my spirit, I heard in my spirit, Jimmy, that's right. My head was going, my God, what is this? And I heard in my spirit, Jimmy, this is right. And so I settled down. And to get to where I'm going, and when you got old deacons and deacons, they've been set and thoroughly set and well set and reset. They fought him, and some of them, because they want to lose what we've been told what Baptists said. Forget Baptist when you got Jesus, what Jesus said. I don't care what Pentecostal, I don't care who it is. When Jesus say something, you better forget that. And so what I'm driving to, it stirred up a rickum. It was some stuff going on. And finally one day, this is after I don't think I had gone to Rhema at that time. But anyway, I think I had just started pastoring. And they got into a squabble out there, and one said something to the other, and this other one, a pretty big man, he ought to have better sense. He mauled him upside the head and laid him out. Here come his wife with a pocketbook trying to beat on something. You better get that woman. My whole point in telling this is when you're in the flesh, you ain't gonna accomplish much as a Christian. You can't accomplish your assignment as a Christian trying to fight it way out in the flesh. And that's what the scripture said. You get this revelation, the weapon of your warfare, not physical weapon. Amen. Just because I punch somebody out, you punch me out, then you ain't accomplishing anything for the kingdom of God. So he said in verse 4, verse 4, he said, for the weapon of our warfare, not what? Carnal or physical weapon. Weapons of flesh and blood. But they are what? Mighty before God for the overthrow and what? Destruction of strongholds. See, that's some strongholds maybe set up in your life. I've been looking in my life in the mirror of the Word of God. And I don't want nothing in there. You don't hear what I'm saying? I'm not trying to be so prideful, you know, you right, cause you rev, you preaching, you pastor. I don't care. If it's wrong, it's wrong. Amen. Amen. Rev get wrong too. If you don't walk in the light of the word. Amen. But what I'm saying, the way you do it, you gotta look in the mirror of the word and let that mirror be and accept what the mirror is showing you. If what you're doing ain't lined up with what's in the word, you know what to do. Because yours ain't right. This word is self. So anyway, strongholds. You don't want to give that up. Strongholds. You don't hold on to that. That's one of your pet sin. You've been taking up in the bed and putting them in sheets and keeping it warm every night and cooling off in the summertime with the air conditioning. That's a pet sin. You don't want to let that one go. Stronghold. You're supposed to be right. You right. You've been doing this all your life, so you're right. Stronghold. I ain't going to give in. I'm going to stand my ground. Ain't got a nail strip you to stand on. Just pride and ignorance. Come on. But he said, this mystery, you got this on the inside of you. Let me hurry. Insomuch, verse 5 says, insomuch as we what? Refute arguments. You got this mystery, this revelation truth on the inside. When this thing rap against you, you refute it. Huh? You refute argument, theories. Well, I got my theory, but I refute it because it's not true. Revelation truth. You got this mystery on the inside of you. You don't justify yourself to do wrong. You justify yourself before God and say, you right, Lord. And I submit to you.